We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome in. Doing some headlines here. Checking in on the Lakers-Mavericks game. People were paying $3,000 to sit near courtside for the Cooper Flagg v. Bronny James matchup. Bronny James still fascinates me to this day because I get the idea of wanting to see Cooper Flagg, right? Number one pick. Makes sense. Anytime there's a number one pick and he's viewed as a generational talent, people are going to show up. I'm assuming that, you know, I remember when we went down to see Greg Oden, like when they sent us down to Summer League to cover Greg Oden or Wemby, right? When Wemby played his first Summer League game, I get where that's your first look at him. So yeah. I understand the Cooper Flagg thing. For the life of me, I do not get how we're into year two of Bronny James and that's still a draw. Bronny James averaged 2 points a game last year and shot 31% from the field. And somehow Bronny James versus Cooper Flagg? Like, I would have loved to have known. And maybe we'll see it with game two. I don't know who Dallas is playing in their second Summer League game. Blazers, by the way, Summer League tomorrow, 5 o'clock. We get our first look at the Yonger. But if this wasn't Bronny James, if this was Cooper Flagg versus, let's go, Ace Bailey. Right? Let's say this is like the Utah Jazz. Is that still $3,000 to sit courtside to watch this? Or is this really half Cooper Flagg, half Bronny James?
No, I mean, ESPN's going to make it half and half. It's really not. I bet it's probably 75-25. Like, Bronny James, people find curious and people want to go and watch him. It's not quite
like
the same
Paul
thing.
Effect?
Yeah, a little bit.
Jake Paul is one of the biggest draws in boxing, and he's not a boxer. But he's
ranked now. He is. I know where you're going, and I agree with you.
Well, but it's just it's interesting.
But he is
that
ranked.
We've entered a sideshow aspect of sports where you don't have to be good anymore. You just have to be a freak.
We've entered
that world that I would make the argument that Bronny James. From a general standpoint, maybe not the hardcore sports guy, Bronny James, I'll bet you gets more headlines. He's a top 10 NBA headline getter.
I don't know that he's quite top 10, but yes, he's in the ballpark of 15 for sure. Like people.
Bronny James was the biggest thing coming out of last year's NBA draft, and it wasn't even close.
But that was also a horrible draft with a lot of
foreign players.
Bronny James
is the biggest thing in the NBA Summer League, and outside of, again, the top 10. So, you know, you get Shea, you get Jokic, I'll give you Giannis.
Luka
certainly is up there. Bronny James still, anytime Bronny James made it into a Laker game, that was a main headline on ESPN. When's the last time Devin Booker, besides signing a $72.5 million a year contract, when's the last time Devin Booker was a headline on ESPN? I mean, Bronny James...
Well, but KD was the headline.
Bronny James gets clicks.
He does, and people care about him, and he's polarizing. And
$3,000 to see him play courtside against Cooper Flagg.
See, but again, I don't think that that is all because of Bronny. Now, I do think he plays a role because people want to go and check it out. Like, I remember when the LSI was here, he played here in high school, and he was the main attraction, and his team wasn't even the best team that was in the area. I mean, they even outdrew the West Lynn team, and they had upset the Duncanville team.
I just think we are at a point where you don't have to be good. It's the you can be famous now for not having any real talent. You can be famous for the sake of being famous. And apparently with even athletes now, you can just be an attraction. You don't have to be good at your craft if you're interesting.
See, but I think his is different because there are other players that get a lot of clicks, get a lot of eyeballs. that I don't necessarily like. I think they care more about the outside stuff. Ben Simmons, I would throw into this. Ben Simmons hasn't been good in 5 years.
No.
But every single summer, he's going to release a video on X or on YouTube, and he's going to be making shots, and everyone's like, oh, Ben Simmons, he's finally figured it out. And give you a hint, he hasn't figured it out yet. Where, like, with Bronny, I don't necessarily blame a lot of this on him. Like, he's not in the media.
I don't blame Bronny at all.
Right. He's not in the media demanding the attention.
No, it's just that this is what we choose to cover. I mean,
because we care about it for whatever reason or another.
Yeah.
It's just because of his dad.
He moves the needle. People care. To where, again, the fact that someone's willing to spend $3,000 on a summer league game to see Cooper Flagg and Bronny James is fascinating. I said, to me, it's just kind of that Jake Paul effect. Now, tomorrow, we do get the Yong Bong. We get our guy, Yong Hansen, and he makes his summer league debut tomorrow. I saw they were getting on an airplane today. A bunch of people at PDX were kind of watching him go. I didn't realize they weren't going to fly the Blazers plane. They just had him on a commercial flight. Which is if you were
ridiculous.
Yeah, if you were flying down to Vegas today, you were on an airplane with the Yonger. They like you can look it up. Like there's a bunch of photos of people. Like he was signing autographs and he was just cruising through. I would hope that they put him in first class. You imagine maybe an exit row. Maybe exit row might be better than first class. You imagine you're a 7'2" Chinese guy and you're getting on a Delta plane heading down to Vegas. Yeah, but he's walking through. And so he'll make his debut tomorrow. And Nemec sent me this, and I didn't realize this, but Yong played in the summer league last year. I guess he played, they did the...
Against the
California Classic.
Yeah, his team played against the American team.
Yeah, he played China. So I guess China sent over some Chinese all-stars.
Because didn't Wembanyama do the same thing before his
first year?
Yeah,
the Australians. Because the California Classic, today's the first day of actual summer league.
Right.
But they do the California Classic, so like the Lakers have already played a game, and so they play a handful of games outside of Vegas. But this is the start of summer league, so he actually played 3 games last year. Now, to be fair to the Yonger, it was with lesser competition. He was playing with a Chinese national team, but they played against the Kings, Hornets, and Spurs. And by the way, they got torched. They lost 101-50, 93-62, and 89-67. So, I don't know what you take out of someone. One, it was a year. He was 18 because he just turned 20. So he was 18, probably just turning 19. And he was playing with lesser talent. But in those 3 games, if you care to take a look, against the Kings, he had 8 points, 3-for-3 from the field, 2-for-3 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, no steals, no blocks, 3 turnovers. The turnovers are going to be problematic. Against the Hornets, 12 points, 4-of-8 from the field, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, no steals, 1 block, 7 turnovers, 6 fouls. And then against the Spurs, and Wemby did not play in that, he had 6 points, went 0-for-5 from the field, 8 rebounds, no assists, no steals, no blocks, 4 turnovers, 4 fouls. So he had 11 turnovers in the 3 games, had some foul problems, but, he had 8, 12, and 6 points in the 3 games last year in the summer league. So believe it or not, tomorrow will not be his first summer league game.
So he should be a veteran, he should be used to the bright lights, and he should come in and dominate.
Well, he's by far the most interesting thing that the Blazers have, because they haven't really done anything. I mean, outside, when you look at the offseason, they brought in Jrue Holiday, which, whatever. And by the way, he's not going to play in the summer league.
That shocks me.
Yeah, and so like it doesn't look like Klingon's playing, Scoot's not playing, Sharp's not, none of those guys are playing.
Right.
So the summer league roster, I mean, the only one that anyone's going to care about watching is going to be Yong.
But can he do anything that you are going to watch there and just instantly fall in love with or hate? Like,
I don't know if you're going to fall in love with him, but I will say in summer league and in the G League, I would hope that he looks impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, we got
Scoot
told,
did though too.
Well, and that's my thing. Looking impressive in the G League or looking impressive in summer league doesn't mean squat, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean that, but if you struggle in those, we were told at the press conference that this is a guy they had watched for 2 years. They really liked him. And Chauncey said that they expected him to contribute this year. You got rid of DeAndre Ayton.
Right.
So unless you're counting on Robert Williams, he is your backup center. And this is a team that again, I was told by management and their head coach that they were planning on being a playoff team this year. So I would assume that he is going to play a role. And if he comes out in summer league and comes out and looks completely lost, I'm not saying that you trash the guy, but I would hope that he doesn't look like a knock-kneed deer on roller skates that...
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
You know, looks like he doesn't belong. I would hope that he comes out at summer league and looks like a polished player that you took 16 overall in the draft. He's the only reason to watch the summer league, and I will be watching. He's an intriguing enough character for me that I will want to tune in. And will anyone have any sort of measured reaction? Probably not. Because if he comes out and scores 20, then he's the Chinese Jokic. And if he comes out and goes, 1 for 8 and has 6 turnovers, then we're going to do the he's a bum, which is ridiculous. There has to be a measured response. But I am interested in watching him play, and I would hope that that he shows well.
I just want a full stat sheet game. Because I want him to make mistakes. Like, there's a new kind of theory with like quarterback play that you want some interceptions thrown because it means guys are willing to take a chance.
Yeah,
and it means that
the ball downfield.
Right. And it means that their coaches trust them, in 50-50 situations. And sometimes that's not always going to go your way.
Yeah.
I would like to see the Blazers use him in a spot where the offense runs through him and he can be at the high post. And if you are supposed to be, Chinese Jokic, well then show me some semblance of that skill set. It doesn't have to be perfect. In fact, it shouldn't be perfect right now, right? So show me that you have these attributes, but also don't be afraid to make a mistake because mistakes are good. Now's the time to make them.
Bottom line is the younger is here.
Catch
and it's time
finger.
For the Young Dynasty. That's what it's all about. At this point, I'm putting all my eggs in the Young Hansen basket. Let's go. Future MVP, Chinese Jokic.
Rookie of the Year ticket.
Rookie of the Year.
I got it.
Coming tomorrow, 5 o'clock. It's going to derail the entire show. At 5 o'clock, we're all going to have Young fever. Coming up next, it is good to be an NBA player because you are getting paid. Primetime here on The Fan.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.